You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC Best Portuguese Chicken do the cooking. Head on down to 942 on the Queensway or online at bestpc.ca. So Jerry was supposed to be in studio with us in Vegas last Thursday.
He blew us off.
I guess he had bigger and better plans, which is fine. But he was down in Vegas. That was our understanding. You know, there was a lot of buzz down there. I mean, That's a big A-list city, and Jerry caused a stir just being...
Like, was he there?
Our Jerry or the real Jerry?
Real...
No, of course not.
Oh, okay.
Not that I'm aware of, anyway. But ours was, and that's
he
all that matters.
He was there.
That's all that matters. So you guys ready to hear from Jerry this
week?
Yes,
let's do it.
I just want to begin by setting the record straight. You three are the softest pieces of baby in the league. Jerry tore a strip off Vegas and you guys were nowhere to be found. Tao nightclub Wednesday night. Backstage with Tiesto Thursday night. On stage at the Spearmint Rhino Friday night. Jerry's itinerary read like a Motley Crue world tour. And Mulls and O-Dog were at the lobby bar like a bunch of slobs.
Well, he's right about that last
part.
Yeah,
we're not denying that one.
Wow, what an itinerary for Jerry in Vegas.
I'll admit.
On the stage at Spearmint Rhino.
I'll admit, I was soft. I was sick.
You were legitimately really sick.
But it bothers me. Like, I was talking to a friend the other day.
Yeah, but
like,
honestly,
how was Vegas?
What the hell were we going to do? Like, we don't have, like...
I know, but at least...
We could have done something more than a lobby bar.
Yes. Or losers.
We were at losers in the lobby bar. It was a pathetic display. Yeah. Pathetic.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we could... You were really sick. When I laid eyes on you Wednesday night, I'm like, you should be in a hospital somewhere.
I was fine. I mean, I was not fine, but I tried to battle through it. It's embarrassing, though. Three nights in Vegas.
I know.
And
I find the big difference was, you go from 4 p.m. to 1... Like, you're on air at 1.
Yeah.
You're not getting cooked. Like, you got to get your ass up.
Well, the time change really hit us.
Yeah. Well, and the travel day was a difficult one with the weather out of Toronto.
10 hours
Ottawa,
at Pearson was a lot
of
fun.
We still need an update on our announcement guy, or your announcement guy.
I'm kind of worried.
Somebody's going to have to reach out at some point.
Yeah. If you're out
if
there.
This guy still has a job.
Yeah. If you're out there, let us know what's up. All right, you guys want to hear the takes?
Yes.
I've always loved Chris Bosh. And after he eviscerated Toronto, he's now one of my all-time favorite athletes. But he's going to get a taste of what Jerry deals with on the regular. Because the next time he's at Scotiabank, he'll get booed loudly by the Raptors faithful.
That's an interesting Jerry. So the next time Chris Bosh shows up at Scotiabank, and he's been there the last couple of years, in the playoffs he usually shows up, will he be booed if he's up on the big screen at Scotiabank?
No. Because not everybody, the majority is not aware of the comments.
So what's your number?
10%. Everybody's always like, that was the guy that got the slam dunks and he was a leader of the team. They don't think about the comments in an interview, in a select interview. They don't think about that.
But I think a lot of people now with social media, it's kind of, I'm higher on this.
If this is blasted all over SportsCenter and it's everywhere and it's whatever, but I think 10% he gets booed.
I'm 62%.
Yeah, I'm pretty
Vince
high.
Carter, imagine the garbage that he pulled, and he's looked at as a god when he comes back.
It took him a long time, but he got booed a lot when he first came back. And if Carter said this, it would be an even bigger story because it was Vince. I mean, timing is difficult to gauge here because if he disappears for 5 years, in 5 years he's not going to get booed. But let's presume he shows up in the playoffs this spring. I think 80% he's going to hear it.
Oh, I think 10%.
This is, I mean,
he's not coming back to play.
No,
they
understand
they will
that.
Never disrespect a guy when he comes
yes,
back.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Dude,
do you remember the Leafs, the old school Leafs, when they used to do the old welcome back, and they'd show the old guy in the crowd, the former Leafs?
But those guys didn't go on a podcast and rip into all of our inferiority complex, really? In our insecurities.
How many guys listen to, like, not everybody?
Bill Simmons is pretty big. Dude, it was a big story. It was a big story. We were in Vegas, but it was a big story.
I'm going 10%. I'm firm on 10%.
He took a charge at our insecurities as a Toronto sports fan.
And we just talked about it.
80%.
It opened up a can of whoop ass.
Right.
If Kawhi leaves, they're like, all right, here, you know, like.
Thanks, Chris.
Exactly. Like, to me, there's just layers to it.
80%.
10.
Speaking of Scotiabank Arena and the 20th anniversary, here's a long-term take for you stiffs. At least one new stadium will be built in Toronto by the year 2050.
Ooh, that is a good one. That is a very spicy take. In the next 30 years, one new stadium.
100%.
I'm 100% too.
And it'll be baseball.
Who's paying for that?
How the hell do I know?
Well, that's a pretty important part of this.
Taxpayers.
Wouldn't you say?
Arenas pop up all the time. When it gets old, they want to rip it down, turn it into housing. They build a new one. That's the way it goes. I don't know who pays for it.
Taxpayers. That's who pays for it.
Well, they
it
should. Different corporation owns it.
It always. It's always.
I understand
taxpayers.
That. I'm not naive enough to believe that that won't happen. But
I'm 100%. I'm going to. I'm 100% because I think it's needed in that time frame. We're talking
31 years.
Sorry, 31 years.
Dude, in another 15 or 20 years, there could be a new hockey rink. Who knows?
What about a football stadium? What about the NFL in the next 30 years?
That's a possibility. Aren't they going to Europe first?
Probably. I think they go to London. I think they put two teams in London before they come here.
Yeah, I'm high on this.
You guys are both
I think
100%.
There's a new scenario because it could even be a new hockey rink.
It's not going to be the ACC. I don't see that because, you know, the ACC, it's still relatively modern. That'll be 50 years. That is a long run. But I think they would be more likely and more prone to do what...
A renovation.
MSG did, where they renovate it. That's going to have to happen in the next 30 years.
Give me a baseball stadium.
I don't... The baseball... Like, the dome is already antiquated, out of date. It's, you know... But I don't know who's going to pay for it. That's the problem. That's the battle. Who's going to pay for it? And it's going to be, you know, $1 billion, and you got to buy the land. And
it'll be a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. So I'm not as confident as you guys are. I think it'll be needed by then.
Yeah,
75%.
All right.
Who's going to follow these Jerrys anyway? It's 31 years down the road.
Believe me, some
75%. I'm going to win.
Austin Matthews will average more than 19 minutes a game the rest of the season.
He averages 19-something else a week, if you know what I mean. Jerry does, too.
I don't know what you mean, Jerry.
Does something 19 times a week.
Okay. Will he average more than 19 minutes the final 23 games?
No, why would we think it's going to happen all of a sudden now? Why?
Well, what if Kadri's out for what? He's at like 18-18.
Yeah, he's 18-18. So
well, that's a good point. Kadri being out. I'll go 65% with Kadri being out.
But how long is Nazem out for? I don't think he's out the rest of the season. I think he could be out a week. I even if he gets 20 minutes a night, is that going to bring up his average to 19? Or
well,
talking,
it's not over the whole season. We're talking just the rest of the way. For the final 23 games, Jerry's got him at 19+.
I'm 23%.
I'm going 65. I just think Naz out for a week. You got to kind of lean on him and... Then you might realize that it's worth it.
Well, and you're fighting for something here, right? You're fighting for home ice.
Yeah.
I mean, Babcock is not, he's adverse to doing it. It's not like Tavares racks up a ton of minutes either. Tavares is like 31st in the league for centers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. If it's about the playoffs and being fresh, I understand that. But you got to get there first, and home ice is important. And now that you're down a man, I'll say 51%. I'm barely into the majority. I think he should be playing 19. He's 21 years old. Next year, you bet for bang for your buck, you better play a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
You guys going to be one of the highest paid players in the league.
Agreed.
You would think for that money, like you that's what you're supposed to play.
You're supposed to be the king for that kind of money.
Agreed.
So, I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but final 23 games could be a different story.
Marcus Stroman will be a Blue Jay on August 1st. I don't care that he's an American. Not even Jerry can pretend to be a fan of this guy.
Apparently, he does work, too, behind the scenes, if you know what I mean. Everybody hates his guts, though.
are you talking about, Jerry? Yeah. How does he have info on Marcus Stroman? I just don't picture it. But
he just knows that he does work.
All right. Well, he's got him still here on August 1st. In other words, the day after the trade deadline. 0%. You're at 0%?
Yeah, 0%.
What if he's a disaster and they couldn't trade him for anything?
That is my only concern.
Wow. What if he
is a gas can?
But I'm
praying that he is dynamite and everyone's going to be like, why don't we keep him and build around him? But I do not think that will happen.
Oh, I don't think he can do anything to stay here long term. I think that ship has sailed. I don't think they want him here. I think they've had enough. I think he knows that.
What date? August 1st?
August 1st.
You know when a guy goes in front of the camera and says, you know what, I've been looking for a long-term contract, but I haven't got anything yet. There's a reason. They don't want to give it to you.
But he's not stupid. He understands that, too. He knows.
It's just like the other guy. I've been giving hometown discounts here. I want $150 million. There's a reason, pal.
Mm-hmm. Well, you
out of the game now.
Yeah.
Imagine if they were stuck on that one.
Joey Batts. Yeah. 3 years left at $30 million per. No, thank you. I'll say 20%. I don't see it, but could something happen where he's terrible, or somehow they decide, you know what, it's in our best interest with team control to push this over to the off season.
Yeah,
20%. He's still here, August 1st.
I'm 60. No, you said 20. That he's still here.
That he's still here. That's the Jerry's.
8%. 8%.
So we're all kind of low.
Yeah.
And we all feel about the same.
Bryce Harper will eventually sign for $350 million or more. I'd rather cancel the league than see one of my precious owners stroke that check.
Although Jerry spent that much money at Score Strip Joint in New York, me and Bill Daly love it there.
$350 million? That seems a bit excessive.
Maybe he goes there a lot every lunch hour.
Anyway, so we got Machado at 300, and Jerry's got Harper at 350 total.
I can't see it. I can't see someone just to say, we want to give you 50 extra sheets just because Machado got 300.
325 for me. That's what I think he's getting.
On a 10-year deal. Yeah. The only outlier is if they get 12 or 14. Which I don't think is going to happen. It seems like teams are going the opposite way. But he's 26. Maybe a team goes, you know what, I'll give you 350, but I need 12 years. I'm not going to give it to you for 10. I'm going to spread it out over 12. I doubt it, but I don't think he's getting to 350. I think 325 sounds about right.
I think 0%. I don't like that kind of money for any athlete at any time.
Well, and Harper's a great player, but he's not that great. He's not Mike Trout.
No.
Like, Mike Trout must honestly be thinking...
Year either.
Yeah, he's a really good player. Machado's a really good player, but you know, Mookie Betts is better. Mike Trout is better.
And Tiger in his prime, didn't he make that type of money? Like over a 10-year span? Wasn't he first billion-dollar athlete?
Yeah.
Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. As far as I know.
All that was endorsements. Tiger had to go out and earn it on his own. He wasn't getting... There was no team or...
No, he had to win tournaments, and then he sold a lot of Nikes.
I'm at 6% because I think he gets 325.
Yeah, I'm 15%.
Zero.
We're all low on that.
The Nazem Kadri injury will knock Kyle Dubas out of his stupor and force him to acquire a depth centerman.
Don't get that son of a from Montreal with the turtleneck. We've seen how that goes.
Well, he's back in the Czech Republic, so I don't think that's happening. I don't think the Leafs are trading futures to the Czech Republic for Thomas Plekanec.
Jerry just apparently wanted to make sure that he wasn't coming back here.
It's important.
It's kind of funny.
It's important to point that out. I'm real high on this. I think they're going to acquire a depth center. I don't know who it is, but I think it might happen anyway. But now that this is it's always unfortunate when someone gets injured.
Right.
But the timing could be fortunate. Because if this happened on Monday against the Sabres post-deadline, you'd be like, we're stuck.
I don't know if there's a mandatory thing on a concussion, but couldn't he be back like by the weekend?
He could be.
So I'm going 0%. I don't think a guy with a concussion...
But what about your boy, the GOAT, on the fourth line? You don't think they might want to knock him out of the way?
I don't really like him on a fourth line in any situation. But when you got John Tavares and Austin Matthews, that should make you not panic.
Yeah.
Like, you've come on.
I'm pretty high.
0%. Yeah. 0%.
I'm 80%.
I'll bet you 20 on the side, personally.
All right. I'm taking futures, baby. I got a pocket full of futures. 80% for me.
81.
Look at you.
By the way, can I go online and do the futures?
Yeah, but you don't have to go through MGM. We'll talk.
Yeah.